This is Mondo Jazz on Radio Free Brooklyn. Something else from somewhere else.
Thank you. This is Mondo Jazz on Radio Free Brooklyn, starting up another edition dedicated to recent and upcoming releases. At the top of the hour, a record that we have already featured a few weeks back, Sonic Wonderland, which is both the title of the latest album and the latest project by the Japanese piano virtuoso Hiromi, featuring Adamo Farrell on trumpet, Adrian Ferro on bass, and Jin Koi on drums. The tune featured at the top of the hour was entitled Utopia. The next track should do a great job at keeping the positivity built by Hiromi's Sonic Wonderland. It's another recent album that we featured a few weeks back, the homage to New Orleans recorded by two Finnish musicians, saxophonist Timo Lassi and trumpeter Jukka Eskola. From their CD Nordic Stew, we're going to listen to the tune entitled Long Walk. That was Long Walk by Timo Lassi and Yuka Eskola. Coming up next, three recent albums of refreshing music by emerging musicians. First off, one of our favorite albums of the year so far, the debut CD by Riley Merlherker, Riley, from which we're going to listen to the aptly titled Hopscotch. After that, we turn to cellist Christopher Hoffman, who has just released for Out of Your Head Records, Vision is the Identity, a record that does a great job at debunking any preconceived notions about what a cellist album should sound like. On board with Hoffman are Frank Locrasto, whose keyboards are fundamental at building a dark-hued atmosphere, and Bill Campbell on drums. Other important special guests on the rest of the album are Henry Threadgill, guitarist Ryan Scott, and Alfredo Colon on electric wind instrument. We then wrap up the set with the new album by guitarist Travis Reuter, Quintet Music, one of those projects whose intricate charts require musicians of the highest level to flow naturally. With a lineup featuring Mark Shim on saxophone, Tyshon Sori on drums, Peter Schlamb on vibes, and Harish Raghavan on bass, the risks of sloppy execution are, of course, absolutely zero, as you'll find out listening to a track entitled Number 15, which showcases the dueling guitar and saxophone of Reuter and Shim, propelled by a rock-solid rhythm section. We'll get to play it right after Hopscotch by Riley Merlherker and Better and Better by Christopher Hoffman. three adventurous tunes in this set we've just listened to here on Radio Free Brooklyn's Mondo Jazz. We started off with Hopscotch by Riley Mulherker, followed by Better and Better by Christopher Hoffman, and at the end of the set, number 15 by Travis Reuter. The next set marks a clear change in volume, but not a change in adventurousness, since music does not need to be loud to be forward-looking. Up next is a band that has just been awarded the third Zenit Prize by the European Jazz Network. The band is the trio led by Norwegian pianist Liv Andrea Hogg, featuring Georgia Vartel Collins on double bass and August Glanenstrad on drums. Liv Andrea Hogg, still in her late 20s, established his trio 3 years ago, and since then the band has been playing regularly and developing a rapport and depth, which the jury of the prize took as a demonstration of their capacity to break musical boundaries in an original way and a potential for a strong international career. From their recent album, Ville Bomster, released by the Norwegian label Hubro, we're going to play Asta. After that, The Old Wise, the opening track from an album we've been itching to return to because it's one of our absolutely favorite recent releases, Call on the Old Wise by Israeli pianist Nitai Hershkovitz. But first Asta by the trio of Liv Andrea Hogg. two excellent piano tracks in the set from recent and new releases here on Radio Free Brooklyn's Mondo Jazz. We started off with Asta, a tune by the Liv Andrea Hogg Trio, followed by a solo tune by Nitai Hershkovitz, entitled The Old Wise. To close the first part of today's edition of Mondo Jazz, we now turn to a beautiful and original dark and slow rendition of Miles Davis' Nardis. It's featured on the new album by the DC pianist Jeffrey Dean, Foundations, a title that points to the fact that for this record, this quartet featuring Justin Copeland on trumpet, Harish Raghavan on bass and Eric Binder on drums, Jeffrey Dean turned his attention to the music of a number of foundational jazz masters, from Wayne Shorter to Sam Rivers, from Sonny Clark and Elmo Hope to Andrew Hill, and of course Miles Davis, whose Nardis we're going to listen to next. Thank you. This is the end of the first part of today's edition of Mondo Jazz. The second part will be online in a few days. Stay tuned.
Listen to Mondo Jazz every Wednesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Free Brooklyn. Something else from somewhere else.